We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
All right, Payne and Pendergast with you. It is Wednesday. Good to be with you. Clint Sterner in the show had Michael Lombardi on yesterday, former NFL front office executive for a few teams, including the New England Patriots, including the Cleveland Browns. Michael Lombardi was asked about Josh McCown and where does he stack up right now on the Texans' list of candidates in Michael Lombardi's mind.
I don't think they would have brought Josh McCown back in twice if they didn't think he was a front runner.
Oh, Michael. You think...
As Yogi Berra, you can learn a lot from seeing. You can see a lot with seeing, you know? I mean, you can. I mean, look, why would they bring him back in twice? I've never had a conversation about how Nick sees a head coach, but by the people that he's put down on that interview list, Hines Ward, those guys that have never really been in coaching very long, I think he sees it differently than I see it.
All right, so and the big lesson, Michael Lombardi's dog, not a fan of Josh McCown at all, as you can hear in the background.
That dog, I miss that dog. We used to have Michael Lombardi on more often. I don't know what happened. I think we had like some kind of Odyssey glitch for a while. Now he's back, so you'll hear more Michael Lombardi. I like his dog. Mm-hmm. It makes him feel real. I think the actual quote from Yogi Berra is... former Astros great,
yes,
Yogi Berra.
That's right.
Is either you can see a lot by looking or you can observe a lot just by watching. It's something like that.
Okay.
But yeah, it's actually not one of the better Yogi Berra ones because it actually makes sense if it's observe. If you can observe a watch a lot just by watching, yeah. I guess observing. Okay, that's pretty good Yogi Berra. Anyway, this is a Michael Lombardi. He's putting two and two together more so than he's reporting anything.
Sure.
But he knows Belichick. He's worked with Caserio. He's been in that organization, in and out, at various times during his career.
Yes.
He knows what's up. So when he says almost casually that Josh McCown is the leading candidate, he's not even saying like, I think they might actually do it. He's just kind of putting two together. That makes me nervous.
This opinion terrifies me. Terrifies me.
That Josh McCown is indeed. And I think Lombardi's pretty careful when he talks about Patriots and former Patriots people. I think, he's got, obviously close relationships with a lot of these people. So I don't think he's just going to flippantly throw something out there. Maybe I'm wrong. But it does. This makes me nervous. I'm nervous about the Texans hiring Josh McCown.
Yeah. I am too, because
it's not so simple to say it's just an interview when they've only interviewed six people.
Yes. I'm nervous that hiring Josh McCown is going to make Coach Middlescreen boycott us.
Yeah.
He's tweeting this. A loyal listener. That's what would happen if Josh McCown gets hired. Loyal listeners are going to boycott our show, and we didn't even do anything. Middlescreen's like, my morning routine is working out and listening to Sean and Seth. He tweeted this yesterday. Then continue on the drive in. My drive home, I listen to more Houston radio. Most of my social media is interacting with Texan fans. I couldn't do the negativity that would come from McCown. That's just one. That is one tweeter and one listener, Seth. But as you point out, I believe he represents a big faction of the fan base.
I think he does. He also pointed out that he hasn't listened, despite listening to us for 3 hours a day. He says that he hasn't listened to a single segment that we've done about Correa because he just doesn't want the negativity. He doesn't want to think about it. We haven't been overly negative about it. I mean, that's more just like describing what's actually happening. But he doesn't like the negativity of thinking about Correa leaving.
Yeah.
I think that, you know what? I think Tom needs to give us a chance, A, to listen to us about Correa, because I think there have been some recent developments that makes it feel like maybe there's a little bit more of a window opportunity for Correa to come back. And we haven't allowed ourselves to get exuberant over that or anything.
Yeah.
But B, that with time, I will delude myself into at least hesitantly being okay or at least cautiously okay with Josh McCown as almost an experiment.
Yeah.
That I'm going to watch, and I'm going to – I think this might be the last straw in terms of the Texans' unorthodox experiments. If – because Casario's only been in here a year. He's done some good things. He's had some whiffs like all GMs do. This would be the first real – crazy thing that he's done other than hire David Culley, the previous decision as head coach.
Right.
I guess that's where the danger is. They already hired David Culley.
Yeah.
And whatever the explanation is, wherever it goes from either bridge coach to they thought he was a long-term deal, whatever it is, that was an unorthodox hire.
Yeah.
And I don't think you can claim that it worked out. The best you could say is it wasn't as bad as it could have been. I don't know. But now they're going for unorthodox potentially again. That makes me nervous.
Okay, could there be Texan fans? We know Jack Easterby, not popular by and large with the Texans fan base. I wonder if people are rooting for Josh McCown, perceived to be an Easterby hire, if he were to be hired, are perceiving this almost like a kind of a variation of a tank in which they go, you know what, I hope Josh McCown gets the job. I hope he fails miserably in 2 years, and they have no choice but to fire him because that might be the thing that finally gets Jack Easterby fired with the organization.
Yeah,
You have a don't hold your breath look on your face.
I think that, listen, everybody. I apologize before you start screaming about it or anything. Like, I don't enjoy talking about Jack Easterby at all, but like, he's here. He's not like, it's not like back in the day when you could send your weird sibling off to, some boarding school somewhere and never talk to them again.
Yeah.
We have to talk about the elephant in the room.
Right.
Jack Easterby has influence over things that happen in this organization. And I think that Jack Easterby has positioned himself in such a way that he will likely never actually hold any responsibility for anything that happens in the organization.
What a dream job that is. Oh my
God. I talked
to
an old school scout about Jack Easterby and just the life in the NFL in general. This is a guy who works for – he's never worked for the Texans or anything.
Yeah.
But he said, you know, this is – he said there's some guys in the NFL who have carved out spots for themselves. Sometimes it's called president of football operations or the team president, whatever it is, where once you get to that spot where you're the person hiring the GM, you're almost just like a owner by proxy.
Mm-hmm.
And just like Jerry Jones or anybody else, nobody holds the owner accountable for stuff. It's always, you just got to hire somebody different. Take him out. And I think that Easterby kind of finagled his way into a little bit of a similar type of position. And I don't know, maybe this would be – the fact that Josh McCown would so obviously be a guy that Jack Easterby really pushed for, if he went down in flames, maybe then that would be it.
Maybe.
They'd have to. Now, the flip side of that is that Seth Payne and all these other yahoos, if it does work out, need to – and I'm saying this literally – they will need to kneel down and pray to their Lord and Master, Jack Easterby.
Right.
I will do that. If Josh McCown is hired by the Texans, as skeptical as I may be of this, as much as I would advise against it, if Josh McCown works out, I will create an altar to my golden cow, Jack Easterby, and I will pray to him thricely per day. Thricely.
Whatever. That's funny right there. I laugh at that all the time.
I'm laughing right now.
I'll do my crypt dance that he does.
Right, right.
You know, in front of people.
For the gods, yes.
The whole, the Jesus walking on water thing that he does. I'll do
salute to the fish as you walk by.
I'll shave my head. Yeah. I'll do all those
things. So will I.
Yeah.
I will absolutely shave my head.
Is it a golden cow or a golden calf?
I don't know.
It's a golden calf. How are you? How did you go to Catholic school and college, and every time I ask you a question about the Bible, you beg off like you don't know. What were you doing in chapel?
Skipping theology class.
Didn't you have to go?
No, we didn't.
You did? Oh, really?
We had to take theology classes, but we did not have to go to Mass. We were not forced to go. It was that way before but by the time I was there in the late 80s and early 90s, we're not required to go to Mass.
Did you go to Catholic high school?
No.
Oh, okay.
First private school I ever went to was college.
Notre Dame.
Public school, man. Hard scrabble streets of Simsbury, Connecticut in that public school system.
I think I'm going to write a letter to Notre Dame today telling
you. Rescind my diploma?
They need to do a better job teaching the word. Okay.
Okay. Yeah, let them know. and use me as the example.
Yeah.
Send it to them.
I'm going to tell them I've got a big time sports radio show and I'm going to scorch them every day on air till they start living out
their
mission.
You will feel my wrath.
Yeah, instead of praying to the golden calf of football.
Right. Yeah. Right. Yeah, exactly. I believe it's a golden dome, not a calf or a cow. At least at Notre Dame, that's the case.